Communities that long depended on coal for jobs and revenue are now looking for ways to diversify their economies. Many think old mines could be put to new uses. The federal Abandoned Mine Lands program puts millions toward cleaning up old mine sites. And now coal country officials are putting some of that money toward broader economic development as well. Reporter Brittany Patterson visited one unusual project in the mining town of Lynch, Kentucky.
21-year-old Devin Mefford is sitting in the squat metal buggy of a modified Man Trip, the train-like shuttle coal miners use to travel underground. Mefford is the tour guide here at Portal 31, a train ride through a once-operational coal mine in Harlan County.
The ride is very cold, it's very, very dark, and it's very bumpy.
More than 120 million tons of coal came out of this mine. It closed its doors in 1963. More than 40 years later, in 2009, they opened again, this time to tourists. For 35 minutes, visitors ride the rail cars, often in pitch darkness. They're taken on a journey not just through the mine, but back in time. The drawling voice of an actor playing a miner named Mac narrates the tour.
Our first stop, 1919.
An animatronic miner materializes out of the darkness. Joseph Marcelli recounts what it was like for thousands of immigrants who came to work in the mines in the early 1900s. Next to his lifelike form is a robotic mule and a canary.
As long as I can hear your song, I know I'm safe.
Visitors hear what it was like to mine for coal before and after mechanization. They also learn about Harlan County's bloody history of union organizing. The town here, like many mining communities, is a shadow of its former self. In recent years, the region turned its sights on attracting tourists with help from state and federal funding. Portal 31 was part of that. Recently, the attraction was awarded more than $2.5 million in abandoned mineland pilot funding for some much-needed updates. Mefford, the tour guide, says the grant is a blessing.
And honestly, I believe that grant's going to bring more people in to see our attraction, and it's going to put more money into the community.
Central Appalachia has thousands of acres of abandoned mine sites that can threaten local economies and people's health and safety. In 1977, Congress created the Abandoned Mine Land Program to clean them up. But recent investment has moved past merely sealing mine portals and treating polluted water to projects that envision mine lands as new economic engines.
There's also opportunities to repower some of these sites that, you know, once were like the lifeblood of the communities.
Joey James works with the Reclaiming Appalachia Coalition, which advocates for sustainable reclamation investment. He says projects with federal backing increasingly can attract other investors looking to make an impact.
That might pool private capital and create models for redeveloping and reusing mine sites that won't rely entirely on federal funding.
Critics argue the millions poured into some AML projects have been wasted. Some efforts planting lavender or apple trees on old strip mines have floundered. James says it's important to objectively assess these projects' effectiveness. Back inside Portal 31, the man trip snakes its way back towards daylight. Mefford takes questions at the end of the tour. He says the most common one he's asked is if coal is coming back.
In all honesty, coal mine is a thing of the past. And it's sad to say that for you know, small towns like mine.
He says that makes Portal 31 even more important.
Every person in this community deserves to have something to be proud of, and that's what we do here.
Hopes are high the new investment will draw more visitors to Portal 31 and the community. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson in Lynch, Kentucky.